Part 5 in the series Gideon Torch at this time. The title of this presentation is A Wolf and a Raven. This particular study is one of my personal favorite studies in Bible prophecy. And here we will see some very interesting prophetic information that will tie the story of Gideon into a nice package to illustrate that it is identifying Adventism, if anyone still has any question marks after the previous studies. I hope that you don't, but we'll begin with a passage from Signs of the Times, October 1st, 1895. The Bible is to be our guidebook, and instead of consulting the wisdom of men and accepting as divine truth the assertions of finite mortals, we should search the sure word of prophecy. God has spoken, and His word is reliable, and we must rest our faith upon a thus saith the Lord. God would have us study the events that are taking place around us and compare them with the predictions of His word in order that we may understand that we are living in the last days. We want our Bibles, and we want to know what is written therein. The diligent student of prophecy will be rewarded with clear revelations of truth, for Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." Signs of the Times, October 1st, 1895. We're going to begin to look at the Babylon and the Ten Kings at this time. In Judges 7:25, it says, "And they took two princes of the Midianites, Oreb and Zeb, and they slew Oreb upon the rock of Oreb, and Zeb upon the winepress of Zeb, and pursued Midian, and brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon on the other side of the Jordan." Where we're at in this scenario is in the midst of the battle that we discussed last time, the battle that illustrates the loud cry time period. This is why we see Gideon shouting the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. This shout throughout prophecy, a shout, a crying out, is many times used in different scenarios to illustrate the fourth angel's message, the loud cry. And Gideon is crying out. And in the midst of this battle, we see that Oreb and Zeb were slain, leaders of the forces that symbolize modern Babylon at the end of the world. And we know that modern Babylon is divided into three parts: the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet. And that's why so often these three tribes will pop up in Bible prophecy to illustrate modern Babylon. If you look at the meaning of Zeb, it means jackal or wolf. And he died at the wine press. And we're going to look at the name, and we're also going to look at the name Oreb.